had a vacancy there that we got to go for brilliance.
Dave Porter says he's got to point this fellow Wright from Texas.
Well, I think Wright's awfully good. He's not a name.
Oh, no. He says he's the best lawyer, though, it's appeared for the Supreme Court.
I haven't had that close contact with him. I don't know.
I never heard of him. I think he's barred because he's from Texas, just temporarily.
Yeah, he's not really a Texan. He's a Yale man. He's pretty highly regarded, but he's, in terms of name, he wouldn't compare with, say, Archie Cox.
Archie Cox was regarded as a clerk when he was put in.
No, Archie was a distinguished professor at Harvard at the time.
Well, very distinguished. Oh, the same.
Archie was usually has been thought of as kind of an academic kook by most lawyers.
Right, and he was regarded up there as just a kind of a burrhead, pompadour cut to clerk. Kennedy's like Ted Sarn. That's the way he's regarded. And he sat back there on the row and tried to explain to Kennedy what was in the bill. Labor bill. When he was there, I don't think he had any great reputation.
Well, he would, I would say that in the academic field, he would have been looked upon as in the top three at Harvard.
I think he had left you with a hell of a reputation as a solicitor. I see that the solicitors won 9, lost 5. I guess you go up with just those you can win, don't you?
Well, you can. But Thurgood's not that kind. He's taken some losers. I've had him say at least twice that he just wouldn't give that case to anybody else in the office. And I said, well, listen, we have a lot more interested in you than in anybody in that office. You've got a tradition and your people and present and all these other things to live up to. He said, well, I'll tell you, I just think that part of the office for me to argue that case. The loser. The court will just... whip somebody else on it, they at least be gentlemen telling me wrong.
Didn't he change the balance of the court, though? Won't he just be in the liberal's pocket up there 100% of the time?
No, I don't think so.
I do.
I think, you know, it depends on whose place he's taken. I think there are probably three up there whose place he would take that would be more liberal than he. There's no doubt as to how you vote on civil rights cases, but on crime and some other cases, he reflects an older generation's attitude.
Well, if he took Black or Harlan or Clark, he would be less liberal in one and more liberal in two, wouldn't he?
That's right. That's right. He would be, on Black, he would be considerably less liberal on everything except civil rights. He would be more liberal on civil rights than Black's been for 2 years now.
Do you think he would be Attorney General and your daddy on the court?
Well, I think I think other people ought to judge that, really. I know as far as I'm personally concerned that would not affect my judgment. I don't think it would affect Dad's judgment. I'd hate to see Dad get off the court. I think he's at the height of his judicial power. I'm a little concerned, too, because I think he, more than any other member of the court, stands for a lot of things that the American public is pretty strong for right now, tough law enforcement, things that where I really don't agree with him, but I think from the standpoint of your business, that you don't hate to lose that. Police community and some other conservative area, that's why. That ranks awfully high, people. For you to replace him with a liberal would hurt you. It's the things that we see in the veto of the omnibus crime bill here in D.C. People that were incensed about that are the people that see in Dad the strength of the court.
Yes, that's right. But if my judgment is, if you became Attorney General, he'd have to leave the court. No other reason than the public appearance, the old man sitting on his boy's case. They were taxi drivers in the country, and he tell me that the old man be judging fairly, and his own boys are sending him up. And I think, in the eyes of every member of the court, that's number one. When you do that, you, I think, lose the best friend we got on the court. I mean, the best, philosophically speaking. I think that he's the, I think he believes about what I believe. I think you're too damn radical. Liberal, I think you've got a little of that dash of the University of Chicago in you.
Well, you're probably right.
And I think if he has it. So we tried to track him. I'd keep him busy working like a dog, but I've got a liberal on that court, and they long gone then. Long gone. I think they would have to put Marshall on. And I think he just, the votes they wanted, he would give them. And I don't think he raised too much hell about wiretapping. I saw he went up there and what he did on this other case. Another was disgusting. Instead of saying, you sons of bitches, you can't make me do that, I wouldn't have any part of it. I'm a free man. I'm not going to be a goddamn stool pigeon, a bunch of political racketeers. He just went up there and played hell and then got humiliated and then came back and backed and failed. And I didn't think he's a very strong character. But he'll be on there, and my judgment is, but Hugo Black, Bill Douglas, the Chief, and Abe Fortas just to have a field day.
Well, I would think that they would
send a man to the penitentiary, by God, for raping a woman if you had a photograph of it.
He would tend to line up that side of the court. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think he would be less liberal, and he would swing over some. That side isn't solid anyway. They're fractured up somewhat. But he would be certainly far to the left, or considerably to the left of that.
What would he do on your damn fool antitrust cases where you all try to run the whole government because some professor doesn't agree with him?
Well, he would tend to be liberal on those cases.
He'd go along with Douglas or Fortas?
Well, yeah, it's hard for me to say. I don't know if I really know.
You know there's a difference, don't you?
Sure. Sure. He doesn't do his homework, and he goes somewhat by sentiment, by guess, by golly, on things. But I think that he would tend to be center of Douglas. He's,
That's something I feel more strongly about as much as wiretapping. I just think you ought to build you a damned empire where you've got the veto power over the President of the United States. I think it's outrageous. I don't think you got a goddamn bit of business telling the controller what to do, or FCC what to do, or anything else. You just set yourself up as a great policeman, and you just pass judgment, and you assume that you're competent and everybody else is incompetent. And I think that you got to assume that when the President appoints a man to run the Federal Power Commission, that he ought to know more about that than some damn professor that happened to be an assistant attorney general. And the same thing's true with the controller of the currency. The same thing's true with the chairman of the FCC. And the same thing's true with the chairman of the SEC. And I just think that they're beholden to a bunch of damn little column leakers over there that have neither principle or judgment or character or justice. I just think that they're just crusaders. And I know that that's an extreme viewpoint, and I'm expressing it extreme because I definitely feel that way. Now, if I'm going to mold, put my image on what I feel, I can't do it on what Grant felt or what Kennedy felt or Eisenhower. I got to do the way I feel. I may be all completely wrong, and they may disagree with it. And they may all want to write a better history for myself than I'm willing to write. But I guess that the man's entitled to write his own history and ought to after he hears everything. And that's the way I feel about this thing. And I think I'm just an absolute captive of a guy I've never seen. Or maybe I saw him once. I think I saw him once. And it's all right for him to go out to Gussie Bush's and mess around here. But then he just fires by God blank without rhyme or reason. And I don't agree with that. Now, I think he's got a lot more power than he ought to have, and apparently more than the Attorney General's got, and apparently more than the President's got, because I expressed myself on two or three of these things. It's just, it seems to be dicta.
Well, it's not all that it should be. It's apparently... irrational process, but it's just one intersection in the whole system. It's not the whole system. They don't get into the ones they get into. They've got tremendous power, but they don't get into so very many.
Oh, it just depends. They didn't get into Ford and Philco because Bill Green went down and Bobby told him not to. And I told Ford to go get Bill Green in Philadelphia and let him merge. They don't get into that. And they wouldn't get into it if Buckley was involved. He's a goddamn great crusader. But he's the Buckley funeral today, you notice. Poor old Truman, he never has lived down going to Pendergrass. Pendergrass was an honorable man compared to Buckley. But you have your cake and eat it too. And I happen to know about the bank merger in Houston. A hell of a lot bigger bank, and I know Albert Thomas did it. And I happen to know about the bank merger the Ford and Philco merger, because I directed it, told them how to do it and what to do, and they did it. And I just don't understand how they can be so conscientious and have such great conviction on some of these matters that affect us, like Bobby Baker, but not have a goddamn bit about Meyer Feldman that refused to report $40,000 he got over here on the record in checks. And Nick didn't have a damn bit of trouble washing it out. He just cleaned it up and he smelled like a rose. You're familiar with that, aren't you?
Well, I've heard about it. I don't know all the details.
He wasn't a little clerk for the majority leader. He was a counsel for the President of the United States, like Jim Landy. And he came in here and he received in checks $38,900. As payments for fees from television companies, and didn't report it. And I had to get him out here and got him out here quick, and Nick just took it and wrapped it up and just got it in good shape. And I'm glad he did. I didn't want to see Kennedy humiliated, and I didn't want to see Feldman humiliated, and I didn't want to be embarrassed myself. But that actually happened. And there wasn't anybody could defend it. I had our best tax people try to figure out some way. All he did just get the check, endorse the check, deposit it in his account. They charged it as an expense, and he didn't report it. And they...